Thursday, February the 13th, joining us this morning, Humboldt County Supervisor with a flair.
Nice to be here this morning.
I suspect so.
This matches your tie. Not that they can see on TV.
The colors, you know, we've got a little bit of white flavor around this
joint. I noticed that.
Yes. Or why do they say that this morning? Cotillion. Why is a dance called a cotillion?
Somebody made up a word. I don't know.
Well, we could, okay. I'll even give you a second chance just because I'm feeling ornery. Cotillion. The word literally means petticoat. The dance is active in the ladies who dance the cotillion used to hold up their dresses and show their petticoats. All right. Okay.
Wow.
Here's your second one. This is more, this is a little food related.
I'm hungry.
Count your chickens. Where does the expression count your chickens before they're hatched come from?
Must be from somebody who didn't have enough food for dinner one night because they thought all the eggs were going to hatch.
The allusion is to the fable of the market woman who began figuring out how much money she could get for her eggs. Then with this money, she would buy this and that and continue to make a profit. She was still figuring her profits when she accidentally kicked over her bag or her basket of eggs and broke them.
Wow, okay. I'll try to...
Don't count your chickens before they're hatched.
I know that part. I just never knew that she kicked over the eggs and a bunch of Humpty Dumpties and...
So, what's cooking?
Well, gosh, you know, what a week. Monday was kind of a fun day. Have you looked at the new potential project over on the peninsula?
Is that the one with the Harbor District?
Yeah, it's the Harbor District, and I have to say, working really closely with the County of Humboldt, one of the examples of the county and Harbor District staff working together for a very long time. It actually is a pretty exciting project if it goes through. You know, it's now going into this due diligence phase.
It's the old pulp mill site?
Yeah, and it's with a company called Nordic Aqua Farms. So it's basically land-raised fish. But it's not the typical way they do it. It's actually completely on land, so there's no worries of escaping the fish, you know. And they'd have to crawl.
Or if they do, it's really easy to get them. Yeah.
But there's a lot of benefits. It's a pretty exciting project, and the folks have been in town off and on for several months now just trying to see where things are. But, you know, if it comes to fruition, you know, 80 full-time jobs, highly skilled jobs, you know.
Growing fish?
Yeah, actually, engineers, biologists, just think, Humboldt State actually has, we got to keep
a fisheries
people.
Program?
Yeah.
You
know, hundreds of millions of dollars in the community. And
what are the fishermen? I know that the fleet is a shell of what it used to be, but are they excited about this, or do they see this as competition, or just kind of a nice little side thing
that's
going on?
I think while the company talked with a lot of folks in the community in the last several months, they're still reaching out to a lot more. And, you know, as they're saying, they don't want to be any kind of competition to our local fishing fleet. Of course, it's going to, you know, the conversation's going to be, well, is that the case? But the idea is, how do I say it? Consumption of fish has gone up, I guess, 8% a year. It's really something that's increasing. And the available fish to actually get to market has not been robust enough to, you know, cover for that. So this is basically, I think, seen as a way to, you know, augment. They haven't decided yet what kind of fish they're going to grow.
That's what I was wondering, if it was going to be salmon or trout
whitefish. But and one of the benefits that they have on this this West Coast site is they've got 50 million consumers within a 12-hour drive from here. Because they don't want to fly the fish, because it's a lot more...
Wait a minute. 50 million within...
A 12-hour drive up and down and...
Okay, yeah, Seattle to...
Seattle, San Diego...
Over into the Nevada.
Yeah, and...
Okay. You know. So this is not shipping to the Orient.
You know,
This is onshore.
I think most of it's onshore. I am not an expert in this, and they're just...
So why here?
Why here? Well, it's funny you should ask. They're actually, you need to have them here sometime, but they're actually from Norway, which makes sense, right? Nordic Aqua Farms. And I guess last year they decided to expand to the East Coast, and they have a new facility going in Maine. And they wanted a West Coast facility as well. So they started searching, and Humboldt County was one of several that were being looked at. And when it came down to looking at all the pieces, coastal dependent industrial property, which we have.
So they need to be on the water rather than just using
municipal water. And they need the outfall pipe to they'll use a lot of the fresh water that we know we need to start using, you know, the
Mad River stuff.
Yeah. So there was a lot of benefits to this site, and they narrowed it down, and this is, you know, now what they're going to be looking at exclusively, but of course that takes it's a period of due diligence right now. So it is not a done deal, but I think they are one of the few companies I've seen from out of town who have really tried to reach out and will continue to reach out. And it's just, I'm impressed, and I so appreciate that, because so many times wrong ideas are out there because nobody's talking, you know?
Well, and that's, I was going to, I guess, compliment them through you, that it's being talked about. It's not done, but it's somebody else thinking positively about our area. Whether it comes to completion or not, it doesn't matter. There's somebody else who's thinking about, and we can kind of get a little excited about, people are seeing positives in our area instead of the same old rigmarole that we go through all the time and find out 5 years from now how this got scuttled or that got scuttled.
Well, you know, I look at too as a kind of the rebirth of the peninsula. I've always believed that one day again the peninsula would be a place where people could live, work, and recreate. Hasn't been that for a while, you know.
Hey, now we got a fishing hole.
Sure. Yeah. Wait, I don't know if it works that way.
KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:19.
We know you love Easy Radio, singing out loud, really out loud, to your favorite songs. But what about when you're traveling out of the area? Easy Radio can be heard throughout the area on 910 AM and 104.1 FM in Curry and Del Norte counties. And if you're in Humboldt County, 980 AM. That's Easy Radio, 910 AM in Brookings, 104.1 FM in Del Norte and Curry County, and 980 AM in Humboldt County. Good radio is easy.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Virginia Bass. Considering the peninsula, you know, we have had the historical use, and before the pulp mills, I don't think that there, you know, you had the lumber mills, and that was about all she wrote out there. Does the county have any overarching plan for land, not development, not use, but as far as trying to attract certain types of businesses or doing outreaches for some of these larger chunks of property, maybe an old mill site, you know, certainly one in Fortuna is one that leaps to mind, and help to augment what local jurisdictions are doing if they're already pushing, or if there's nobody stepping out in front and trying to do the match?
Well, part of it, what I'm finding out, is that there are a lot of companies that are actually looking for what we have. I mean, the specifics, we talked earlier about the one in particular from the Nordic Aqua Farms. There's others that come in that when we intercept them and we can help guide them, we can find the property, you know, and help work with property owners. That is actually probably a higher likelihood right now. And what I'm seeing is there's a lot of that out there. And I don't know if we were missing it. We are really fortunate. Right now we have a new gentleman, Scott Adair. I don't know if he's come and talked to you yet. Who, I have to say, he and Kenny Spain working together make a great team. And as an example, when we went to the first meeting of the Aqua Farms folks, they were asking the questions of what do you need of this community? What can we do for you? And really getting in there and finding out. And so, yeah, we can go look for businesses, but what we haven't been taking advantage of, I don't think, is actually following up on people who are interested in, you know, people want a deep water port. People want that outfall line. People want an abundance of water. People want some land. And I don't know if we've been catching all that because they do come our way.
Because there hasn't been anybody there to answer the questions, or because we're just unaware that, or the area is unaware that these people are here looking.
Well, I think that's part of it. There was one recently, many months ago, that is still in process. What it was there was somebody, you know, what they do is they go to the governments and they send out, someone is looking for this in a property. They don't
kind of like
tell
a site exploration
team.
Yeah,
and they don't tell you what the business is. They don't tell you anything about it. But you go through and it's like, yeah, we've got that. Yes, we've got that. You fill it out, send it in. You know, it goes through this process. You either make the cut into the next level or you don't. But I think there's been times where some of those things that had come in were lost in the shuffle. And you know, it's one of the other, well, Kenny, when he first came on board, ran into one project, and there was like a week to try to get it in. And actually, in that one is, I think, actively still going through the process. But had he not, you know, been flipping through the papers, you know, on his first or second day there and seen it, you know, you wouldn't know. So I think part of it is now that we do have actually an economic development director, because we have not had one for a period of time. I think what I'm seeing right now is really good working relationships, and also with the harbor, and like I said, with the other cities, like the county, it's like we shouldn't care where the business goes. We want business in Humboldt County, whether it's in the city or the harbor district purview or whose purview. This pen is dangerous, just letting you know.
You got the short one, not the big light, big boy one, yes.
You know, the thing is, we want success for this entire region, and we have to stop looking at, well, I don't want it there. I want it where I live.
Or vice versa? Is there still that provincialism? Do you sense that that's there? For most of us on the outside looking in, it's like we don't see it, but then we're not dealing with the personalities.
Well, I think people really try not to have that be the case. But I remember in the past where there'd be someone looking for a piece, and it's like, well, and that's probably with the city then. It's like, well, the city, put it in the city. The county, put it in the county. And I think we really have gone beyond that and are working in a cooperative fashion. But I think today...
It's a cultural thing rather than a structural thing, I think. That you've got these guys in place, and that was, I was beating that drum for a long time to get somebody there who now is responsible for doing that.
Well, yeah, and it's...
What a nice change.
Well, and it bore fruit. Is that the right word? Pretty quickly. It's like it's
proved.
Not gonna,
it proofed. It we'll proofed. Do it with bread. Bakery. Yeah. It proofed. Yes.
And you know, it's not going to be like that all the time, but it certainly is a great way to start off the year.
Well, can the county assist the Carrington project on Broadway? You know, it's fully engulfed in the city of Eureka. Okay. And the street light is kind of okay. That's got its own little thing. Is that something the county can help out with? Or is that something that the county would do best just to step back and let the city deal with it? I mean, is that a partnering opportunity?
I'd like to think that most things are a partnering opportunity. At the same time, you know, you don't want us, the county, to somehow, we don't want to mess anything up. So I think what we do is we are there to find out what we can do to help and work in concert. And I'm not actually...
Well, is there a communication across Fifth Street from the courthouse to City Hall and back? Presuming that those are the departments. Is that been repaired? Is that bridge now in place so that if you guys need any help, give me a call, and if we need a little help, I may knock on your door?
Yeah, I think the relationship is good. It's always changing. New folks on board make a little more work. I still haven't been able to meet with one of the newer city council members, which I will. And because part of it is, I think it's part of my job. But
responsibility.
I feel that I need to, be someone who helps move that relationship forward and to keep it healthy. And so I think we had a lot of that. I do think staff does communicate, but there are times where it does break down.
It has to be an overt effort.
But when I think
inertia.
It comes to the economic development, we all see that there's a benefit to working together because we, it's kind of exciting to actually see some diversity in what's going on here too. It's not all about one industry that is kind of overshadowed things and nothing's.
You mean
wrong
government?
With that. Yeah, there's that too.
KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:30.
Difference presents the High School Innovate Business Challenge.
I'm Genevieve Regley, encouraging you to go for it and submit an idea. I didn't know if my idea would be selected, but it was, and I learned a lot about my idea and myself. It was a great experience and helped kickstart my business while still attending Ferndale High School.
Learn more at decadeadifference.org. Deadline to enter is February 15th. Upload your idea and compete for thousands of dollars. It's the Decade of Difference. Be a part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Virginia Bass. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, and let's see, Humboldt Termite and Pest Control, along with Murphy's Markets. Virginia, considering some of the different aspects that are out there and the struggles that we have had over the last decades in trying to attract development here, is there the opportunity for the various jurisdictions to come together? I know HCOG has the electeds, but I'm wondering if some of the at the other levels where the permit processes are coming into play or this or that, so that there's a synergy so that everybody, you know, I still think that when O&M went to Arcata from Eureka but was able to expand significantly, Eureka should have been standing up and just applauding. But that wasn't the case. And I know there's the historical battles that have gone on, but with the folks that are in place now and the fact that we are even more isolated than what we have been in the past, is there an esprit de corps?
You know, I can't speak for the other cities, you know, but I do believe, while it's not perfect, no relationship is perfect. If you can show me one, and I wouldn't believe you, I think you're lying. But I think we all work really hard to try to work together. Like, say the county and the city right now are actually looking at some ideas of some kind of shared facility type things, or even shared parking facility. I mean, there's ways, there's other things that the city and the county are doing regarding some of the properties that are joined near each other. You know, there'll be a city property, a county-owned property, a city property. Well, maybe we can take advantage of that and do something together. So those are the kind of things, you know, and I think it's been great. Amy Nielsen, the CAO, is really forward thinking and looking at that, and she's got a great team working with her and the city. And you know, I always want things done like yesterday. Rex wants things done like last decade. You know, we don't want to sit around and wait. But at the same time, we know that there's a lot of that work being done. It's just we're not really brought into it at this point because we would only mess it up, right?
As
potentially.
As the electeds, or
as the electeds,
as just folks that are—that's not your primary work.
Well, both. I mean, you know.
I was going to say uninformed, but that's not necessarily the case.
Unless electeds get in, you know, there is an amount of politics that unfortunately gets drawn to any conversation or any project.
Well, let me lob three things that immediately came to my mind. If you could read my writing, you would know.
I'm impressed you can keep all three in your mind.
Well, that's why I wrote them down. Parking. Parking downtown, parking around the courthouse, parking, parking, parking. We had a spate there for about 10 years when Bayshore Mall came in, and it was a ghost town. Okay, still ghost town on weekends, but during the weekdays, it's starting to get to be problematic again. Okay, now I know typically that's a city issue. However, since a good percentage of the employment base in the downtown corridor are county employees, that would seem to be one of those kumbaya moments.
Well, as I said, one of the things that we've been looking at is some type of joint parking structure. You know, we were supposed to, excuse me, with the jail expansion, there was a plan to have some underground parking. There were some issues that came up, can't remember what it was, and that was not feasible, if I recall, or not to the extent needed. But that's part of what we're looking at with the facilities that we own near each other, is if we have something that we can both use, then that actually benefits both. Of course, there's a cost that goes to it, and these are long-range plans because you don't just, it's not like there's a do-it-yourself parking garage kit you can put up.
Right, it's not, and I would not, it's not a steel warehouse. Yeah.
There's a Lego kit. No, right. IKEA. Is that what they put all those things together?
Both, yes. Lego and IKEA, same concept,
but,
yeah.
But, you know, so that,
so there is that kind of a, okay.
The conversation, yes.
Absentee landlords. When we talk about jobs and development and properties available and those not, and I use that as a broad stroke. Not all absentee landlords are absentee. They just don't care. So,
right. So those are the concept. Mentally absentee.
Yeah. But the concept of people, it's that those buildings aren't where they see it every day. And if it looks a little rough on the edges, eh. If it's not fully functional for the tenants, eh. It's as if it's not in my neighborhood. I don't care. And I,
right.
We're starting to hear more and more regularly comments about some of the commercial buildings in the downtown, Old Town area, that, and Broadway, too, that are kind of falling under that umbrella, if you will.
Right. And I haven't been in, you know, really closely involved in those conversations, but I can see them happening. And the city actually, I think, had a pretty good plan with working with some of the traditional absentee landowners that their places fell in disrepair and they boarded up. And so, I mean, there's a process for that. But for the business...
The fading ones.
Yeah, the ones that are... Yeah. Haven't really... You know, and it's hard to bring those back, too. It's like their spaces aren't really as usable for people to rent. Some of them aren't. But what do you do with it? And how do you force someone to do something?
And the exactly. And then you've got the overlay between the city and the county. It's city's jurisdiction.
Right.
Okay, but the county's kind of the 500-pound gorilla in the room.
Yes, but okay. 500-pound gorilla only works if there's a reason. If you've got some authority attached.
Understood. But with the influence that the county has in the downtown area, whether it's for restaurants or retail, or just renting locations. I mean, you guys rent a ton of space also.
Right.
Those dynamics, again, it would be one of those hand-holding opportunities.
Yes, and that, our challenge, though, with the county, again, that's one of the reasons we're looking at actual other facilities and building them, is, as you know, we've got that ADA decree, which is going to be somewhere between $40 and $80 million to build out. And so anything that we do pretty much has to be ready to go. And it's been a bone of contention because it's not been a real welcome realization for some of our landlords. So so I would almost hazard to say that several of those that we're talking about probably are not up to the standard that the county, we would find ourselves in trouble unless we did a lot
of
work.
So you're basically saying those properties wouldn't qualify?
Most likely for most of our...
But I would think if all of a sudden there's a lack of interest in the properties and you guys are going out and vacating even more properties, that might be a trigger.
Right. I think, too, though, we're trying to be smart and locate things more. You know, right now we are spread, you know...
Pillar to post. Yes.
And the more that we can get, and again, you know, talking with the city of Eureka and looking at the joint opportunities, I think it's good for the city. Maybe we can clear up some of that traffic, and businesses can actually have parking spots again. That's another thing. Again, people don't understand that even though they have a business there, someone's allowed to park in front of their business. I can't tell you how many times people will call and say, "Make this person stop parking there." And it's like I can do that.
It's called the red zone. Yeah. We'll have them out there this afternoon.
Yeah, but that doesn't help with your customer
base. No, but KINS, News and Information Time.
Hey, Humboldt County. The folks at Fly Humboldt want to say thank you for all your support. The Los Angeles flight is a great success. Did you hear? Starting May 29th, we'll have a second departure to Los Angeles. It makes it even easier to visit sunny SoCal. What's more, we'll have flights to Denver starting June 7th. You'll only be a few hours away from the Mile High City or wherever you want to go. This will make connecting to the world even easier. Get more information at flyhumboldt.org or email us at info@flyhumboldt.org.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:48. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Virginia Bass. Virginia, as we look at the area, some of the challenges that have been there seem to be melting away a little bit. Do you think this is going to be a breakthrough year?
Boy, I'd like to think that is. I wouldn't, you know, it's only February, but I think it's.
But you can read the tea leaves.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the spirit of cooperation is probably better now than I've seen it for a very long time. I think the staff from a lot of the different county, city, you know, batches are working really well. We have some great things going. You know, L.A., we're going to have a second flight to and from L.A. starting in May. So that's good. You know, obviously, United is seeing the benefit of, and they're happy that's how that's going. And we'll be adding June, and in June we'll be adding Denver. So that's another opportunity. And I think these are all things that make it more attractive, not just for us, you know, for those of us who currently live here, but for others to come here, and hopefully those who may want to come and invest, like the group we talked about.
That would be the weather refugees.
Yeah. I don't know. Our weather's been kind of interesting lately.
I like that concept. I heard a story, oh boy, where was it? Sometime last week, that it was above the 42nd.
Parallel?
Is it parallel? I don't know. Yeah, latitude,
who was
longitude.
Our teacher in
high
school?
Schauser.
That's but, not his fault.
Yeah, well, I blame him anyway. But that our area, Humboldt, Del Norte, Curry, is supposed to be one of those areas where we're going to see a lot of equity refugees and weather refugees coming here because of what we have. And you're not going to have the fires, you're not going to have the droughts, you got water, you got lack of crowds, all these things that we talk about. And I'm hearing anecdotal stories that it's happening. So I would think the airlines give us more exposure, give us more opportunity to get more of those people here.
Right. And it's easier
and
to
make that
get,
make that call.
In theory, it's easier to get here. So.
Yeah, well, we shall see shortly. So we've got a second to L.A.
Right. Starting in May.
Now, does that need the 80 to 85% capacity to hold also?
You know, that would be a question for Mr. Foster.
Oh, well, he was on yesterday, so we'll figure that whole thing out next time.
In Denver, I mean, and they, you know, actually, I don't think we've barely used the minimum revenue guarantee for that L.A. thing. We have done, that has been one of the best investments.
Hey, and Denver, now if we can work on anything to avoid San Francisco, and we're in Lake Flynn. Thanks for coming by.
Hey, thanks for having me.
See everybody tomorrow.